and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
I don't know about you, but there are times when I need to be reminded of certain things, especially when it comes to my salvation. Oh, I know I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. I have eternal life. Jesus Christ has given me that eternal life through his death, burial, and resurrection by his shed blood. But there are certain things that you and I, as saved people, need to be reminded of. And the unsaved of this world need to be reminded of certain things as well. I look at the word justification, and I need to be reminded on occasion what that word really means and what has taken place in my life. Well, there are ten characteristics of justification. Well, there may be more, but I want to look at ten aspects or justification, the word, ten characteristics of that word. Well, for mankind, that's for everybody, there is a need for justification. You and I realized that as we gave our heart to the Lord. Well, why does mankind need justification? We, that's all of us, mankind, lack righteousness. Therefore, we need justification. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Where is it written? It's written in the Word of God. We have it. I'm reading it right now. It is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. That comes from the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6 says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Man gets in his mind that if he does good to his neighbor, or if he, let's face it, some people actually think by going to church that that is righteousness. In other words, they are righteous by doing that, or putting money in the offering plate. They think they're getting, points with God. But the Bible says there in Isaiah 64:6, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. It makes no difference what we do or try to do on our own in the flesh. These things are as filthy rags in the sight of God. And the verse goes on to say in Isaiah 64:6, and we all do fade as a leaf. In other words, our life is going to end one day. It's just going to stop. That is this life that we're in right now. And it goes on to say in that verse, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Our iniquities, our sin has, it keeps people from God. It separates. Now, in the case of a Christian is not lost when there's something that comes into the life that, sin creeps in. That doesn't mean that person is lost. That means that person's fellowship with the Lord has been stopped at that point. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, not to be saved again, but because we are saved. But for the unsaved person, that person needs to come to the Lord and say, oh Lord, forgive me of my sin that's keeping me from you. I confess that to you, Lord, and I ask for your forgiveness that I can go to heaven. I'm trusting you right now as my Lord and Savior. That's for the unsaved person. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10 says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, and nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers. Well, he's mentioning, the word's mentioning everything here. Nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. No sin is going to enter in. The only way to get rid of sin in a person's life, and that it's personal, is to get rid of it. get rid of that sin, Jesus Christ gets rid of it once we've trusted him as Lord and Savior. Note 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11. Now, I've read in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10, and it mentions everything there, all kinds of sin. And sometimes we as saved people, if I could use the term, we look down our nose at unsaved people. We think that they have been much worse than we have been in our unsaved life. Surely God cannot save someone like that. Well, the Bible is plain. We should not be looking down our noses at individuals who are not saved. Why? Because 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified." There's the word justified. "But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Before we start casting stones at people in this world, we need to remember where we came from. We were like those individuals who have never trusted Jesus Christ. We were like those people at one time, but now we're washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're sanctified, set apart. 1 Corinthians 6:11 says that. By the Spirit of our God. We've been justified. We've been saved. We're saved on our way to heaven. But don't think that God cannot save anyone in this world. God can save anyone, man or woman, boy or girl. God can save anyone who comes to him faith believing that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Well, mankind lacks righteousness. And now, I've spoken of righteousness and I've spoken of justification. Well, what is the meaning of justification? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because we're going to look into the Word of God and we're going to look and see the definition here from God's Word. Well, what is justification? What is the definition? Well, justification is the judicial act of being adopted as a child of God and declared righteous. Now, you can go to Galatians chapter 6 or Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. We're going to read that in just a moment. You're going to read about that and you're going to hear me read it. Justification is a judicial act, a sentencing act of God as a judge. Justification is an act of God's free grace in which he pardons people's sins and declares them righteous on the basis of not themselves, not upon what they've done, but upon the basis of Christ's perfect righteousness. And that righteousness is being imputed to us as saved people. That righteousness is imputed to that person who comes to Jesus Christ faith believing, trusting him as Lord and Savior. You see, our sins, you and I who are saved, our sins were imputed, in other words, placed upon Christ, and his righteousness was placed upon us. To justify is the opposite of to condemn. To justify is to declare a person innocent and free. To condemn is to proclaim guilt and bondage. When justified, a sinner is pardoned and declared righteous before God. Now, I told you I was going to read Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Let's do that right now. Now I say, Paul the Apostle's writing this. He wrote this under the inspiration of God. And let me remind you that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's God-breathed. It's what God wants us to have. Paul says in Galatians 4, 1 through 7, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Can you imagine that? An heir of God. Join heirs with Jesus Christ. We become a child of God when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. He saves us from the bondage of sin. We're no longer under that bondage. We've been set free. One of these days, we're going to be totally set free when we are out of this body, when Jesus comes back and says, come up hither, and we go to be with him in the air. Or if the breath of life leaves us first and we go to be with the Lord, we will be completely set free from this bondage of sin. The old body of sin will be gone. We'll receive a new body fashioned like that of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, justification is also the judicial act of receiving a title to eternal life. That's so important for us to understand today. A minister once asked a dying child of God, on what are you depending? On God's justice, the woman replied. Well, the minister said, you mean God's mercy, don't you? And this minister was surprised because of that answer that this woman gave him. This woman was on her deathbed, and she said she was depending on God's justice. And he said, maybe you've made a mistake, and you don't understand what I'm saying. Maybe it's on God's mercy, isn't it? She said, no, I mean God's justice. She answered like this, Jesus Christ paid the full price for all my sins. God is too just to try to collect payment twice. Jesus Christ died once. He paid the payment for our sin. He's not going to die again. And we don't die to make a payment. We don't die in order to have God say that we have been pardoned. We are already pardoned. God's justice says that we are just in his sight because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The true believer is justified from all sins. Original and actual, past, present, and future, the application of Christ's righteousness to his account frees him from the condemnation of all sin. He is counted righteousness in Christ, that is, the saved person. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That means we're saved by Jesus Christ going to the cross and shedding his blood. Justification is not a process of renewal as conversion or sanctification. It does not affect the condition of the person, but it's his state. Justification refers to a person's relationship to God's law. In sanctification, the previously guilty sinner is pronounced free. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Christ once suffered for our sins. He was the just. He died for the unjust. If you've trusted him today, you were unjust at one time. You were a sinner. You were lost on your way to hell. But Jesus saved you. He was the just. He justified you. You were justified in the sight of God. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to be justified today. You need to ask God for his justice. Ask him to save you right now. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He would not turn you away. He would not refuse to receive you as one of his children if you will turn to him, faith believing, and trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.